Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House in damage control following President Biden's debate last week, his performance raising concerns within his own party about re-election chances. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about former Nancy Pelosi's interview today, saying that the president's condition during the debate raises legitimate questions whether it was just one episode.
I would not see this as an episode. I would see this as what it was and what we believe it to be, which is it was a bad night. And he did, on top of that, he had a cold.
New hope for Alzheimer's patients, the FDA approving Eli Lilly's drug that has shown to help slow progression in the early stages of the disease. It's the second Alzheimer's treatment drug to be approved. Hurricane Beryl blamed for at least six deaths in the Lesser Antilles, including Venezuela and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The strong Category 4 hurricane now setting its sights on Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. This is ABC News. Proper instruction. Sentencing for former President Trump's in his hush money trial now delayed till September 18th. This after yesterday's decision from the Supreme Court that ruled presidents have some immunity from prosecution. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
Prosecutors in the case don't oppose Trump's request to file paperwork, to file additional briefs on the matter. In fact, prosecutors said, and I'm reading this just in a recent letter that we just obtained, that they are requesting a deadline of July 24th. 2 weeks after Trump requested a deadline to file a response as it relates to this. So this will most certainly kick that sentencing deadline, I could imagine, into August.
Sentencing was originally set for July 11th. The Catholic Church now has its first millennial saint. Pope Francis approved the canonization of a 15-year-old from Italy for spreading Catholicism online. He passed away in 2006 from leukemia. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The news this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Attention all drivers, Shell's Fuel Rewards program is here to save your wallet and put a smile on your face. Fuel Reward members with platinum status can now save at least 10 cents per gallon on every fill-up with any fuel type. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play. Drive on and cash in big time. Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
There is a flood watch for most of the area until Tuesday night, till late Tuesday night, and we are looking for showers and storms ending by the later in the evening, partial clearing later, patchy fog possible with a low of 62, partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer on Wednesday with a high of 84, partly cloudy and humid Wednesday night, areas of light fog possible after midnight with a low of 63, and increasing clouds and turning muggy on the 4th of July, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms by midday, then 70% chance at night with a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we are receiving rain, and our current temperature is 66 degrees.
ABC News This Hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Girl, you got me going. Yeah, I think you know it. Oh, I'm ready for this ride. So come on, take my hand, 'cause only you, you understand how to kick this feeling into the ride all night with me. Sing our favorite song to sleep. Under the stars on the hood of our car, it's all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight, just the way you look tonight. Someday, if love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling in a sundress or wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. My chance, I'll take it. You know I wanna make you mine. I had this picture in my mind. You were in it all the time. So baby, hold on tight and drive all night with me. Sing my favorite song to sleep. Under the stars on the hood of our car, it's the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if a love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling a sundress and wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. Just the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. We'll be twirling in a sundress wearing my ring. Can you see it? Girl, I believe that it's true. Oh, I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted. Oh, I ever wanted, all I
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
That was Lori Morgan with Watch Me on Country and Community. And my name is Tim Thied. I'm sitting in for Bo Hinrichs until the 5 o'clock hour. And then after that, I'll be bringing you some more great music, as I usually do from 6 until 8. Hoping you're having a great day. Well, it's not so good right now. Up to about 2 o'clock, it was... That rain had held up, but now it's raining pretty good here in Richland Center. And right now we have received, since it started again, about 5 1/100 inches of rain. And the forecast is calling for a flash flood watch for most of the area. That's until late tonight. So be on the lookout for that. And just because of the weather, we have a couple of announcements to pass along. The Woodman Aquatic Center is closed for the day. Also, the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League, that is supposed to be held tonight, has been canceled as well. So keep it tuned to WRCO, and we'll keep you updated on any other further announcements as we get them.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence. Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock. Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO 100.9.
I'm the only one. catching love to you.
Angel of mine.
that you'd be there.
Was Trisha Yearwood with Where Are You Now on Country and Community. Well, wherever you are now, I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Right now, our current temperature is 65 degrees, and that rain continues to come down. Not as heavy as it was earlier. I got a message from Hank Bray. He texted me, and he said that the rain has come down pretty heavy in the Boscobel area. I think a lot of the heavier rain is going to be more towards the east, even though we are supposed to get heavy rain. But after I heard the forecast last night, yeah, it sounds like as you get more west, it's going to be a little heavier, which is not needed. Well, we don't need it anywhere wherever it comes down for flooding. But over by when you get over towards Perdichin, the Mississippi River, over towards us, they've been dealing with flooding issues there. So they really don't need more, but good old Mother Nature, she likes to be stubborn today, but hopefully it'll hold up, and hopefully we won't have the weather that they're talking about for the 4th of July. And they are saying partly sunny and a little muggy, but the 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms by later afternoon and higher rain chances at night. So hopefully that will change and it'll hold off so it doesn't spoil anybody's 4th of July celebrations. And just wanted to pass along, once again, the Woodman Aquatic Center is closed for the day. Also, the Quail Runs Tuesday Men's Golf League that was supposed to be held tonight, has been canceled as well. And we are up now to 58 one-hundredths of an inch for the day. So since around 2 o'clock, we have received 8 one-hundredths of an inch. So it's starting to pile up, but hopefully it'll hold off because in that flood watch that is out, Brittany Merlot says we're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches of rainfall with that. So hopefully it's one inch total at the least, because that we only have maybe another half inch that we have to get. But we'll keep you informed if anything that changes. And remember, if you're out traveling, if you see water in the roadway, turn around, don't drown. And the Brewers, they're going to be looking to come back after that loss yesterday, that extra inning loss in the against the Colorado Rockies out in Colorado at Coors Field. I watched the last part of that game. Man, that was like back and forth. And Coors Field is not friendly to pitchers, that's for sure. But the Brewers are going to look to turn that around. And Dallas Keuchel will be pitching for the Brewers this evening. So we'll see how he does. And first pitch will be at 7:40. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at around 7:05.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Jet Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House in damage control following President Biden's debate last week. His performance raising concerns within his own party about re-election chances. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about former Nancy Pelosi's interview today, saying that the president's condition during the debate raises legitimate questions whether it was just one episode.
I would not see this as an episode. I would see this as what it was and what we believe it to be, which is it was a bad night. And he did, on top of that, he had a cold.
New hope for Alzheimer's patients, the FDA approving Eli Lilly's drug that is shown to help slow progression in the early stages of the disease. It's the second Alzheimer's treatment drug to be approved. Hurricane Beryl blamed for at least 6 deaths in the Lesser Antilles, including Venezuela and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The strong Category 4 hurricane now setting its sights on Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. This is ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. July 4th hometown baseball games include Cazenovia at Wisconsin Dells, Ashton at Wanakee, Sauk Prairie at Mazamani, and Plain at Reedsburg. The Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League, scheduled for tonight, has been canceled because of this evening's forecasted weather. Teams are asked to make up their rounds before next Tuesday, July 9th. For more information, call 604-2618. The Brewers get back to action tonight. Dallas Keuchel will make start number 2 for Milwaukee at Coors Field. The Brewers fell in the opener last night in 10 innings by a score of 8-7. While the Bucks are reportedly talking trades with the Lakers concerning Brook Lopez, the team's front office isn't just sitting around. They signed free agent guard DeLon Wright from the Miami Heat yesterday. Since Wright signed a minimum contract, it won't hurt the team's struggles with the salary cap. He is 32 years old and known for his defense and ball handling. He averaged 4.5 points and 2.5 assists per game last season, hitting nearly 37% of his three-pointers. The move may represent the end of Patrick Beverley's time in Milwaukee. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen-fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
There is a flood watch through late tonight. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is possible. Rain ending later in the evening. Then clouds begin to clear with patchy fog possible, low 64. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. Slightly sticky and humidity too, with a high of 86. Winds will be west 10 to 15. Mostly clear and calm tomorrow night. Areas of light fog is possible with a low of 62. And partly sunny and a little bit muggy on the 4th of July. A 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm by a later afternoon. Higher rain chances at night with a high high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received 58 107 inch of rain so far today. And currently it's raining, and our temperature is 65 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Time I'm back in town. And she packed it up and rode away, her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her. Found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you why. Yesterday you left me for some hotel out in California. All my loving turned to wasted time. So it's gonna be a Beatles and the Eagles underneath the needle.
Yeah. first thing tomorrow, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's his favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I want to do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? So we hang, we run as high and we're not as young. Come on and hit me, and we're back on under the copper trees. It's a good thing, am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out of your window while the world's sleeping? Cause you know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving till we're kissing on the watchway.
grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with
cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. Today are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
That was the legendary Johnny Cash, one of his one of my favorites. But that was done by Johnny. Ghost Riders in the Sky. The Ghost Riders, they won't get very far again with that rain coming down today, unless they love riding in the rain in the sky. Rain's coming down pretty decent here at the WRCO studios again, and I checked the rain gauge about the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge about 5 minutes ago, and we are now up to 62 107 inch for the day, and that means since 2 o'clock we have received 12 100ths of an inch, so it's starting to pile up, the rain is, but hopefully no flooding for anybody. Hopefully everyone stays safe. And as a result of the rain that we are getting, we have a few cancellations to pass along. The latest cancellation to come in, the Richland Center Church League softball games that were supposed to be played this evening have been canceled. Makeup of that game and the previous Tuesday games that got canceled as well, those games are going to be made up on 2 weeks, and they're going to be Thursday night games, and those makeup games will be Thursday, July 11th and Thursday, July 18th. And then starting, of course, next Tuesday, they'll have their regularly scheduled games as usual. So during that week, there'll be plenty of Church League softball games during that week. It'll be on Tuesday's regularly scheduled games, and then for the weeks of July 11th and or the Thursday, July 11th and Thursday, July 18th, those will be makeup games. So just wanted to pass that information along. So if you wanted to go watch some Church League softball action tonight, yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to be held. Also, the Woodman Aquatic Center has been closed for the day. And also, the Quail Run Tuesdays Men's Golf League that was supposed to be held tonight has been canceled because of the evening's forecasted weather. They asked that please make up your rounds before next Tuesday, July 9th, and if you have any questions, call 608-604-2618 and speak with Tim Callinan, and he'll be happy to answer your questions. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament, as they do every Wednesday, and that'll be at 1 o'clock at the old Avoca School Gym.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
100.9 WRCO.
Thank you.
together.